Deuteronomy chapter 10, and the text is verse 8 of Deuteronomy 10. The text speaks of duties, present and future. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve Him, and to bless Him in His name until this day. Let's pray. Father, we thank You again for Your Word. We pray that You would apply it to our hearts as we speak about this matter of duties that we have in the present and which You are pleased to give us in the future. Hear us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. A little over 6 years ago, President O'Neill came to Sterling, Kansas, and sat on the living room floor of our new house in Sterling, Kansas. We hadn't moved in yet, and asked me if I'd be interested and willing to come to the seminary to teach. And in God's providence, that came about. And I quickly learned that teaching at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary is quite different than pastoring in a congregation. I had duties then, and I have quite different duties now. Some of you have come to RPTS as students from the world of work and have been out in that world for 2 or 3 years. And I've heard comments from a couple of you saying, well, I haven't been in school for 2 or 3 years, so this is going to be a new experience for me. I hope it goes well. And you had duties in the workplace, and you have duties now here at the seminary, which are different. And what you are doing here in the seminary is studying the Word of God so that you will be able to properly perform your duties here at the seminary and hopefully properly perform your duties as you depart from the seminary and go into more ministry. And so that's the point that I want you to get today, that you must perform your duties now and in the future, but you must perform them according to the Word of God. And when that is the case, you will see God's blessing. And I think this is one of the lessons, at least, that comes out of our text in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and in verse 8. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve Him, and to bless Him in His name until this day. Now, these directions that are given here in Deuteronomy are actually, when they were given, at least by the Lord, were directions that referred to the future. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 1, it says, at that time the Lord said to me, cut out for yourself two tablets of stone like the former ones, and come up to me on the mountain and make an ark of wood for yourself, and I will write on the tablets the words which were on the former tablets which you shattered, and you shall put them in the ark. So Moses was to build this ark and to put the tablets of stone in the ark, and the Ten Commandments were actually what we, in another circumstance, in another class, have called the face of the covenant. Not the totality of the covenant, but really the center and the focus of the covenant, because all of the words of God in some way relate to these commandments. And then there's a little parenthesis in the text that comes, and then there are these words in verse 8, at that time, you see, when Moses was on the mountain. And so Moses is being given words from God about the future. And so we need to understand this, that God does give us directions in His Word, and He's giving you directions as you study in seminary about your future. And as you properly study the Word of God, you are learning about your future. And you are learning, hopefully, to perform your duties. And as you come to properly understand your duties, you will be able to adequately perform them. And so that's one of the tasks that we have, is it not? To properly understand what those duties are and the time frame in which they are to be executed. Look again at the text. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant. So the tribe of Levi was to be set aside to carry the Ark of the Covenant. And as we just read earlier in Deuteronomy 10, God had given Moses instruction about building the Ark and putting the Ten Commandments in the Ark. And now the Levites, when their time came, were to carry out those duties of carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And, of course, they had other duties with regard to the tabernacle. You could sort of think of these duties as diaconal-type duties. These are duties of service, are they not? And in the church today, in Presbyterian churches, there are deacons and there are elders, and these are two different sets of offices. They're both officers, but they are two different offices. And the deacons in the church need to properly understand what their duties are so that they can perform those duties under God. When I first hit the congregation in Sterling, Kansas, and there was a visitation team from Presbytery who came to encourage the congregation, one of the deacons sat with the visitation team and said, "Well, can't the deacons put the brakes on what the session decides? And tell the session, no, this is not the direction that the church ought to go." Well, the deacons are in a service role, not in a leadership role. They are two different sets of duties. And so the deacons have the responsibility of carrying out the functions that are given to them by God in the church. This is what's happening in the text. And when people don't understand their duties properly in the church, problems arise. And when they attempt to perform the duties that belong to others, obviously problems arise. And so that's part of what we see in our text. I had a lady that I wanted to work for me and to keep the books for a little evangelistic ministry that I had. And she said to me, "Well, I really don't want to write the checks unless I'm in charge of all the procurement." This would be like the treasurer who sits over there in his office telling President O'Neill, "No, I'm not interested in writing the checks for the seminary unless I'm in charge of all the things that the seminary buys." Well, that's not going to work. And President O'Neill wouldn't be happy with that at all. So you must properly understand your duties as outlined in Scripture if you are properly going to perform them and see God's blessing. In addition to perform your duties, make sure you understand what directions from Scripture actually do apply to you. Say, look at our text again. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve Him, and to bless in His name until this day. So here we have this rubric of the tribe of Levi, And apparently one of the duties that's given by God is to stand before the people and bless the people. Okay? Now, I think this is quite interesting because as you see the flower of Revelation unfold a little bit, what you find out is that Moses and Aaron are both sons of Levi. And it is the sons of Aaron who are the priests and designated especially to pronounce the blessing on God's people. Right? And so you have this general category of Levites, but among the Levites there are different duties. It's the same way in the church today. See? There are elders in the church, and in Presbyterian circles there are, in many denominations, in our denomination, there are ruling elders and teaching elders. And the teaching elders have special duties to perform. They proclaim the Word of God and administer the sacraments and have the privilege of standing up and pronouncing the benediction and the blessing upon God's people. And the ruling elders in the church do not have that privilege. And those are not to be mixed, you see. And so if you expect to see God's blessing upon your ministry, you must properly study the Word of God and discern how the Word of God is laying out the duties and responsibilities that you have so that you may receive, in the end, God's blessing. Here at RPTS, you see, now you've shifted into a little bit different role, and you're students. My first quarter here, we had a young man who was a lawyer. And he sat in class, and many classes, he tried to take over. And in some cases, he succeeded. And I remember one circumstance where I just let him ramble for a while, and then I said, I won't use his name, I said, well, is it all right if I have my class back now? You see? He didn't quite understand his role and his duties in the circumstance in which he found himself. Then we had another fine young man who is very bright, who has a PhD in cellular biology, who came to seminary and sat in class, and he understood that he was here as a student to learn, and he was very deferential to the professors, and when he asked a question, it was always a good question, and he learned an immense amount while he was here. He properly understood his duties and the role in which he found himself at the time. And you see, that's what we have to do. And sometimes when we read the scriptures, we mix apples and oranges. Okay? And in this text, as you look at it, you might say, well, all the Levites had the privilege of standing up and blessing the Lord. Well, apparently that's not the case as you study the scripture a little bit more. Now, what else do we learn? We have to understand that certain parts of Scripture apply to this time, and other parts of Scripture apply to a different time and a different circumstance. Look at verse 8 again. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve Him, and to bless in His name until this day. I'm kind of interested in this little word serve in the text. And in some of the translations, it's to minister before the Lord. Now, we have all sorts of ideas about service and ministry, don't we? And as I like to say, it's awfully easy for us to impute our ignorance to Scripture and to assume that we know what that service is. And then to bounce off and figure we've got it correct and understand what our duties are. Well, I'd like you to look at a couple of other texts with me, if you would. Turn in your Bibles, please, to First Chronicles chapter 15 and to verse 2. First Chronicles chapter 15 and to verse 2. The language in 1 Chronicles 15:2 is almost identical to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 8. Then David said, "No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." It's the same word that we find in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 8, ministry or service. So what is this ministry and service? Well, turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verses 4 and following. And we see very clearly what this ministry and what this service actually is. Deuteronomy 16:4. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers, see, same word again, or as servants, before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, then some of these other fellows, with musical instruments, harps, lyres. Also Asaph played loud sounding cymbals. What was the ministry and service?
We have the wrong verse.
1 Chronicles 16.
Oh,
did I give you, the wrong reference?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
We're there.
All right. Sorry. 1 Chronicles 16. See, just going a little bit further in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers, same word again, before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. And then they have certain musical instruments they are to use in thanking and praising God. So what is this service that they are to perform? It's the service of song. Right? That's the service they're to perform. And as you read Chronicles a little bit more, you find that confirmed. It's not the service of carrying the Ark of the Covenant any longer. It's the service of song before the Lord and giving praise to God. This was their service before God. So, understanding that that's the case, understanding very specifically what the service they were to perform was, they were then able to perform that service. Now I'm a professor here at RPTS. I'm no longer the pastor of Sterling Reformed Presbyterian Church in Sterling, Kansas. It's not my job and it's not my prerogative to pastor the people in Sterling Reformed Presbyterian Church. They have a pastor. I've got another job now. See? It's just like the Levites. Their task was changed. See? And when the temple was built and the Ark of the Covenant was settled into the Holy of Holies, they no longer needed to cart it around. And so they're given a new duty. And what is their duty? It's the duty of song and praise before God. And so it's very important then that we understand what our duties are and to study the Word of God, to understand what the Word of God is saying with regard to duties in this time and this circumstance, and duties in this time and this circumstance. Let me put it another way. You see, the Levites had their duties changed when the temple was settled in Jerusalem, and they no longer had to carry the Ark of the Covenant. And we read about the song and the instruments and the sacrifices in the temple. And that's how the worship was carried out in the Old Testament. Well, just because the worship was carried out in the Old Testament this way doesn't necessarily mean that this is how the worship is to be carried out in the New Testament church. We no longer have sacrifices. You know? We don't have an altar. We don't do these kinds of things. There's a different time and a different circumstances, and so the duties change, you see. And I submit to you, men, that part of your task here in the seminary is to study the Word of God so that you can properly understand what the Word of God has to say about these times and the duties in these times, and what the Word of God has to say about times that are to come and the duties that pertain in those times. And unless you are discerning and you mix apples and oranges by being not discerning or not understanding the Word of God properly, you will not be able to carry out your duties properly. That's all there is to it. So I say to you, you are here to study the Word of God and to properly understand the Word of God so that you will later, as your duties change, which they will, adequately be able to perform those duties. And I submit to you that you will see God's blessing. And when the Levites went into the temple at the dedication of that temple and sang their songs in accordance with the Word of God and with what Moses said to them 400 years earlier, and they performed their duties properly, do you know what happened? The glory of God fell upon that place, and they received God's blessing. And so that's what we are about here. We are about studying the Word of God so that we properly understand what our duties are in the appropriate times and places so that we will be able to see God's blessing. That's why we're here, and that's why you're here. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that there are many lessons in it. We are grateful that this is the case. Help us to be discerning. Grant us grace in study that we may properly learn to carry out our duties and in the end see your blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.